but it was a good shot by Alex Patan. And the way Lindgren, the goalie for St. Cloud, he's more of a traditional butterfly goalie. So, you know, he just really drops down on his pads. And he kicked the rebound out to Tanner. And I think Tanner was a little surprised it came to him, too. And he didn't get full composite on it. Or, you know, he didn't get a real strong shot away, but just enough to get in the net. And Lindgren was, you know, out of position, didn't have a chance to really get back over to make the save. But, you know, it was a good shot. I mean, and we talked about that as just trying to shoot off the pads a little bit, and or what we call pass off the pads. You're not really shooting to score. You're shooting to try and create that rebound. And Alex did a good job there, and obviously Tanner finished. And I thought it was a big goal. You know, we played with the lead really the whole game. So that was a real key, I thought, for us going forward in this game.
Chris Leibinger draws a penalty, or gets a penalty, I should say, a two-minute minor for tripping. I thought we did a good job throughout most of the game, Coach, of not not getting penalties and for the most part. And also, I thought the refs did a pretty good job, obviously, until the call towards the end there, of letting everybody play.
Well, they did. I thought the refs did a real good job. But there's an easy game to ref, too. You know, when I look back, I mean, I really like the hockey. I really like the style and tempo. And, and it was physical. I mean, you had some good hits, but, they just let both teams play, and both teams were under control and not a lot going on. But we did a good job killing this penalty, too, for the most part. And, like I said, it's interesting because Chris Leibinger fell down on this play, too. You know, we had a couple of situations in the game where the defense went to pivot and then fell down, and Chris did, which created the great scoring opportunity. Jamie Phillips made a great save on Russell, and then we took a penalty on the play.
So we go into the first intermission, leading 1-0. We outshoot them 15-8, and they're still on that power play at the start of the second period, and right towards the very end of it, they score at 106. Casilla gets the goal. It was David Morley and Ethan Proe getting the assists, and this tied it up 1-1.
Across the line, here come the St. Cloud Huskies. Benek over from Brzezinski. His shot deflected and was going wide anyway. Shot up by Neville, and he couldn't get the clear. That's got to come outside of the zone. Here's the chance now on the left side. Shot scores! Oh, but Neville didn't get the puck out of the zone on that opportunity, and St. Cloud's power play, lethal. They tie it up 1-1.
Well, they go to the backside there, Coach, and was there anything we could have done on that, or was that just a great play? Obviously, after we didn't get the puck out of the zone, was there anything we could have done to cover that guy in the backside there?
Your call's right on. We didn't clear the zone, and we talked about that prior to the game is not giving St. Cloud second opportunities on the power play when we had the opportunity to clear it and to make sure we did, and we didn't. And sure enough, our guys have been out there quite a while on the PK, and we could have prevented it. One of our forwards rotated too deep and opened that cross-ice pass. So, if he just would have stayed and not been as tight to the net, he overplayed his position there and came back too deep, which created a seam for the guy to shoot it in, and Jamie had no chance. So, but I think that was part of us getting trapped out there too long. And, for the most part, we did a real good job. But you don't clear the puck, and that's what usually comes back to haunt you. You know, you give them that second opportunity, and good teams are going to make you pay.
We get our first power play of the game at the 15-17 mark of the second period. David Morley goes off for a cross check, and I thought we looked very good on that power play, Coach.
Well, we really did. We moved the puck well. We kept things fairly simple, took some real good shots. Maybe didn't have any, just really great A, but a lot of good opportunities on that, and we just couldn't finish. But I thought we did a good job controlling the puck and making some good reads and had a couple of nice opportunities on the power play. And, that's one of the differences in the game. They score on theirs, we don't on ours. I mean, there's a lot of little things. You can try to pin it on one play or here or there, but when you go through the games, there's always critical, touches or moments. When you add them all up, then it really gives you better reflection in the game. And it didn't come down to one player or one shot or one situation. But there were a number of situations in the game where if we had just been a little bit better. But it's a game of hockey, and you need to be good, but you also need to be lucky. This time of year, I think any coach you talk to, will tell you that. And we just didn't seem to get much luck in this game.
So we go into the we don't score on that power play. We go into the intermission, second intermission, tied 1-1, and Mark Ock is called for hooking early on in the third period. And this really scared me because obviously they had already scored on the power play. But, boy, our penalty kill was really tough, and, of course, Jamie Phillips made some nice saves.
Your best penalty killer has to be your goaltender. And I thought Jamie, you know, was, you know, maybe he didn't have the number of shots that Lindgren did. And like I always say, those are the tougher games to play. But he made a couple of big saves for us. And we did a good job getting through the power play in a critical time. And that's a situation when you win, you can look back and say, you know what, that was a critical penalty kill. We did a good job. Unfortunately, you know, we couldn't hold on. And but anyway, we did a nice job on that penalty killing. And Jamie had a you know, good, solid game. You know, he made some big saves. He didn't have to make many, but he kept us in the game.
Well, we get the go-ahead goal at the 10:54 mark. C.J. Eich on a nice play by Joel Esperance. Dylan Stamen also gets an assist, and this made it 2-1 Michigan Tech.
Michigan Tech getting it across the line. Here comes Esperance. Backhander to score! C.J. Eich with the goal! Taps it in, and the Huskies lead it 2-1.
C.J. Eich with a nice goal there. Joel Esperance using that big size of his coach to just kind of lumber on the wide side there and somehow get that puck to the front of the net.
Well, Joel's got good hands. He's really good from the top of the circles in the offensive zone. And, you know, he's got some instincts, offensive instincts with the puck, and did a great job on that goal, just shielding the defender, drawing them towards him, and then having the wherewithal to know C.J. was going to the far post. And, you know, he made a great pass, and C.J. did a good job of using his speed and getting to that far post. And essentially, it was a tap-in goal and a big goal for us. And, you know, from that, I thought once we got that one, I felt really good about how our team was playing and the situation we had put ourselves in.
Well, I really did, too. I thought we were playing great and up by a score of 2-1. We'll finish off the rest of the game from Friday when we come back on the Mel Pearson Show. Questions are coming in, Coach. You can email your questions to us, dj@themix93.com. That's dj@themix93.com. Mel Pearson Show continues after these.
In these turbulent political and economic times, are you having trouble mapping out your financial future? Let Gary Jorgensen, a registered representative with Diversified Financial Concepts, assist you in the development of a financial strategy to help you achieve your financial goals. Diversified Financial Concepts is located south of Houghton on West M26, 1 mile past the mall, in the Lake Accounting Building. Call 482-2370 to make an appointment. Investments offered through Diversified Financial Concepts, member FINRA, SIPC.
Are you a business owner? Hi, this is Bob Franti of the Turvo Agency in Hancock. Whether you are a contractor, a manufacturer, a mom-and-pop business, or anything in between, the Turvo Agency can work with you to design an insurance program to meet your unique needs. As an independent agency, we represent many insurance companies. More choices, more options, more security, more peace of mind. Give me, Bob Franti, or agents Jeff Mickish or Teresa Stachowiak a call, and put the Turvo Agency to work for you.
All men's clothing in the Dress for Success shop is now 2-for-1. That's right. Buy one, get one free on all suits, sport coats, dress coats, winter jackets, slacks, dress shirts, ties, belts, shoes, and socks. This is a one-of-a-kind sale. It's 1 week only, now through April 4th, at the Dress for Success shop at Michigan Tech University Images in the Memorial Union, where the public is always welcome.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93. We are wrapping up the Michigan Tech St. Cloud State NCAA tournament game from Friday afternoon. The Huskies with a 2-1 lead in the third period off a goal by C.J. Eich. Joel Esperance and Dylan Stamen get the assist. Time of the goal, 10:54. And the Huskies, I thought, doing a really good job at that point. Can you talk a little bit, Coach, about the point from the go-ahead goal by C.J. Eich to when the two penalties happen and kind of the play back and forth there? And did you feel St. Cloud was making the push in that span, or were we doing pretty good at keeping them to the perimeter? What were your thoughts there?
No, I thought we were pretty good. I thought their best push was at the start of the third period when they first came out. And I thought once we scored that goal that really we started to control the game and take over the game. And we had a couple of opportunities. And that's the thing that's, you know, David Johnston rings one off the post. I mean, comes out of his corner real strong with the puck and has a good opportunity and, you know, has Lindgren beat. And you know, just hits the post. I mean, you know, a lot of little things like that. But, you know, we had some two-on-ones in the game and